Thank you for the introduction. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. So today I will talk to you about a task which we are actually really proud for it in the project NIFOS Europe. And this will be the EOSC promoters and our actions. First, as I am the last speaker for today, I just want to make some reminders about what the project is about. And just to let you know that we are 22 partners from 15 countries. Our mission is to support the development and inclusion of the National Open Science Cloud initiatives in 15 member states and associated countries in the overall scheme of EOSC governance, to spread the EOSC and FAIR principles in the community and train it, provide technical and policy support in onboarding of the existing and future service providers into EOSC. Our objectives is to build national open science cloud initiatives, federation on and onboarding preparation, service onboarding, ORDM practices, community engagement, in which one is the promotion and uptake of EOSC guidelines and FAIR principles across the widest possible community, and ensuring that EOSC guidelines for all research outcomes, literature, data, software, and other through concrete support to users. In action, what we wanted to achieve is to bring NIFOS Europe and EOSC close to user communities, raise awareness on EOSC and FAIR principles, and identify ways of achieving the above. For that reason, NIFOS Europe had a survey which was active between October and December 2019, distributed to 18 countries, and a total of 2,046 questionnaires were sent. From these, 575 answers were submitted. And among other questions, we wanted to see the familiarity of the participants with EOSC and with FAIR principles. Then all partners were asked to indicate key persons that will act as EOSC ambassadors. Those should, among other tasks, prepare a set of guidelines for EOSC and FAIR data, prepare material in their local language, and also prepare a set of incentives for supporting EOSC. The characteristics of EOSC promoters should be that they should have an extended knowledge on open science, open access, FAIR principles, etc. She or he could be able to contact and provide useful support to all different stakeholders' profiles supported by the partner organizations. The EOSC promoter should have a role with high visibility in the relevant country, which could enable her or him to contact stakeholders. She or he should be involved in related activities and initiatives. The EOSC promoter should have good communication skills and proven ability to communicate to small as well as to large audiences. And the EOSC promoter should participate in all Train the Trainers event, which will be organized by the NIFOS Europe Consortium, for which Sonia already made a reference. So we created a great team. You can see all of us here. And all of us, we were able to fulfill the above characteristics and expectations. So in a more detailed manner, EOSC promoters should be were involved in face-to-face communication with the user communities, make seminars and webinars, prepare basic training material, and be involved in all the efforts for the creations and the establishment of NOSCIs, make lectures about open science, spread the words for EOSC and FAIR, and make promotion activities in media. Also, they should monitor this progress. They should create some material and EOSC incentives, for EOSC incentives, and They should be involved in social media campaigns of NIFOS and of EOSC. Also, assigned to each country, it was the task to, let's say, overcome some language barriers. We wanted to create, to translate all the material in mother tongues. What we were able to identify is that when people were able to read it in their mother languages, they were more easily engaged. So what we did is that as part of our task, to assign to some people the translation, we call them translation officers, and we assign them to make translations of all the material created. This would be about EOSC, everything you need to know about EOSC, everything you need to know about FAIR data, NIFOS Europe videos that we created. They were fully translated. The EOSC incentives, material, etc. As I already mentioned, we are really proud of our team because they were really active in all countries. And here you can just see a sample of some, for example, we see a television show that someone was there, interviews, and in conferences, papers, involvements, etc. So thank you. So thank you. This is a great opportunity to thank everyone, all EOSC promoters, for their actions. And also thank you all for your attention.